Hello.
Hey, sorry about that. I was in the restroom when you called. I was like, I know that you called me back.
Okay, amazing. So let's discuss a little bit about the case for Vera. I'm not sure we spoke. Last time we spoke was on the 20th of January. That's when we had like a real conversation. So tell me, I'm gonna need a little bit of a reminder. I'm looking at the notes. The patient was denied because we didn't submit the paperwork, all the financial paperwork together. Did we discuss specifically what she has to submit to reopen the case?
So basically, they needed to see documentation of her Social Security benefits.
So she needs an award letter.
Yes, so I need that. But what I do have is bank statements, but it's a lot of bank statements. It's for 5 years.
Right.
I'm trying to get the award letter from the Social Security office,
Okay.
which would
That should
probably
take. Go ahead.
So what are you about to say?
That should the getting the award letter should be very straightforward. Like they should be able to send it to you via that day. They should be able to email it to you, and you should be able to have it straight away.
So the issue is trying to sign her on to this website and get on the website, but she needs her ID. My mom does not have any ID because it all got lost.
Okay.
ID, her ID got lost. Her Social Security card got lost. I have pictures of it in my phone because when she was in the hospital, but it got lost somehow. I'm trying to get those things back. That's why I was like, all right, let me see if I can get the bank. I can go to the Social Security office maybe and get it. We do have one near here.
Okay.
But that's the only other thing I have is all the bank statements showing that she does get Social Security every month.
Okay. Let me just ask you some questions. I should have asked you this in the beginning, but I'm just going to ask it
That's
to you
enough.
now, real quick.
Right.
Does she have a burial agreement?
No.
Does she have life insurance?
If she does, it's another avenue I have to figure out because she wasn't staying with me. She's only been staying with me since November. So I'm like trying to get all that mapped out still.
Okay, I'm going to write this all down. I'm going to send it
Sure,
to
no
you.
problem.
So life insurance, you need to find out if she has life insurance, okay? Because they're going to need the current cash value of that life insurance policy. Okay. Okay. Number two, they're going to need, let me just see. Okay. Bank statements. You said you have 5 years of bank statements. Is that from
Yes.
2020?
From 2020, yeah, it would be from, I think they're from 2020 up to 2025, or it might be 2021 to 2020, up to this month.
Okay. So they have you have to 2021 to present, correct? Okay. Now, for 2020 to 2022, you just need January and June statements. Okay?
That's it.
Yes. So would you have that?
Yeah, I
Yeah,
believe
okay.
so.
So I'm just going to write that
There's
down
just like
here.
six envelopes, and they're very thick. It was six very thick envelopes.
God.
So I'm like, oh my God, I have to do like a bulk scan, which is.
Did they email it to you by any chance?
That would have been helpful.
Yeah, I mean that would have been better for you.
Yeah, but they sent me, that's why I said they sent me envelopes. No, they did not. I asked it to be emailed. No, they
Right.
did not do that.
No, okay. Let me just do that. Okay. Now
I could call them back to see if they can, but yeah, I
I'll
think they
be
sent
honest
them
with
all.
you. I don't
Yes,
see
go
why
ahead.
they I don't see why they shouldn't be able to.
And trust me, I asked that before. I will gladly call back and ask again because it would be a lot easier because this is a lot of documentation. I talked to
Yeah.
a young lady. I said, "Can I just get it via email?" Because,
Okay.
this is a lot of people. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah. No, you're good. Okay. So that's great. Now, again, so let me just get clarified. Is your mom married?
No, she's widowed.
Okay. Was she married?
She was married from 19, I'm sorry, 1971 to 1997.
Okay. But right now he passed. So the county knows that and everything, correct?
Yes, my father
Okay.
passed in 1997,
Oh wow. Okay. So that's fine. Then we're gonna leave that. Because if she was married, it may have been a little bit different with the statements. Is there any minors in the home?
Minors? Just
Yeah.
my nephew. My nephew.
And is she a legal guardian of him?
No, my nephew, my sister lives here too. It's my
Okay.
sister's son.
Okay, let me just see. Because if there's minors in the house, that also changes it, but let's keep that to the side for a second. Does she own a home?
No. does not own a home.
Does she have any assets over
$8,000? No, she does not.
Okay. So no life insurance, no burial policy, not married. She doesn't have a deed.
No.
Okay. So the only thing we need is life insurance policy if she has.
Yeah.
Okay. Putting that in parentheses, if she has. Okay. 2020, January and June, 23 to present, all statements, and then we need that award letter, okay?
Okay, okay.
Now, who would be the caregiver for this, for the patient?
Me. Me and my sister, Carrie.
Okay. Fine. Okay, now there's another thing you have to do. SS means Social Security, if you see that, by the way. Okay?
Say again.
SS stands for Social Security.
Yes.
Okay?
Yeah.
Next thing I want to just discuss with you. Okay, now the bank statements from 2020 to present. If there's any deposits or withdrawals over $500, you need to state why that was.
It'll be on the statement.
I understand.
Oh, you mean if it was, okay, I see what you're saying. If it was a withdrawal for, I can check to see. It's a lot of paperwork. I ain't going to lie to you.
I know.
But I know some
I'm
of those.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I know what some of them are too. Yeah.
Yeah. So let me tell you. So from 2020 to present, this is what they need. This is what the county needs. They need you to take out a pen and paper, and they need you to write the date. So let's say it's June 2020, okay?
Yeah.
June 2020, withdrawal of $780, you have to put that amount, let's say, and then on the next line, you have to say why it was, okay?
Okay.
Now that's withdrawals and deposits. If something was deposited, even if it was Social Security and it was over $500, you just write next to it Social Security, okay?
Okay. Now on the statement, it clearly states that though. This is deposit from SSA.
I understand, but it doesn't work for them. They need it written out, unfortunately. This is part of what they do request. Listen, if you did have it over email, I would do it for you. I would go through it with you fast.
Gotcha.
I would be able to do that, but if you don't have it in email, it's very hard for me to assist here. Otherwise,
understood.
I'm more than happy to. I don't want you to do as much more than you need to. Another thing is if she had a withdrawal over $1,000, that needs proof of where it went to.
Okay. Okay.
Okay. So I'm sending you
emails
all of this. Okay. There's five things that you need to confirm if you have or not. And let us make a date as to when we can reconvene about this, because the case has been going on for quite a while. I really want to have everything in, and I'll do one for you. I will have the broker come pick up the financial paperwork for you. Okay?
Okay. I'm going to bulk scan it and put it on the flash drive, and then so I can have it, like, available, like, if I got an email to somebody. Because, like, I think the thing is, I do need the award letter, but I feel like they're still going to need these statements too. So.
Yeah. They're going to need everything that we just went through. Let me just put down here, and if your sister's home, maybe she can do it. I don't mind if you send it to me and call me. I don't mind doing it with you over the phone. I can write it out for you. Like,
so
but I
as far
get,
as
I
what
get
all
this
these.
Done, Peter.
Yeah, no, me too. I want to get it done. I know it's been like cat and mouse.
Yeah. Of anything.
And I'm literally trying to put these in order because I feel like they did not send it in order.
Yeah, no, to get confusing.
You said for 2020, you only need from June. You said from June.
So for 2020 to 2022, we just need semi-annual statements. That's January and June statements only.
January and June. Okay. So I have that. I think I actually came across it. That's why I asked.
Uh-huh. Of deposit.
So from 20, so you only need January and June from 2020, 2021, and 2022.
Correct.
All right.
So that's 2020?
I'm trying to make sure this does go back to the 2020 and not 2021. That's all I'm trying to, trying to look at that right now.
So for 2020 to 2022, it's just semi-annual statements, January and June, okay?
Yep. Oh, this is a lot of stuff. Okay. Yeah, I'm literally trying to pull everything out and put it in order so I can do it that way. So, you know, so I can see that, okay, this is from.
I just sent you a clear message, text message of all of it, of what needs to what needs to get done. So you have it in front of you for clarity's sake.
Mm-hmm.
Let me just see here.
Okay. The last present I have is, I think, is January 2026.
The last.
Is that cool?
Yes,
like the present
cool.
statement. Yeah, I don't have February yet. Yeah.
I think
okay.
Cool. I don't know why they would give you a hard time for that. I really just don't think they would give you a hard time for that.
All right, I saw your text. All right.
So, Peter, when can we follow up? When do you think you could have most of this, like, together? Would Friday work for you?
Friday would work, yes.
Okay, so I will call you. I will also text you. Please be available so we can communicate and I can...
Can you call me at, like, I work on Friday. Can you call me at, like, 9 o'clock or is that too early?
9 o'clock in the morning?
Yes.
I may get in 9:30 because I also...
How about 9:30? 9:30, 9:45 is good.
So I'm gonna put a message here. Also put a reminder for yourself so we don't miss each other. I just want to be on top of this for you.
Is there also of what you sent me in this text? Is there anything you need to email me? Anything else you need me to have together?
I think we went through everything. I mean, if you know, if you can get all that, that would be great. Okay.
Okay.
And listen, the Social Security, just call out the Social Security and see what they have to say. You know.
Yes.
I think that would be great. Okay?
Yep.
All righty then. So take care. Have a great day.
You too. Take care. Thank you for reaching back out to me, sir.
Yeah, my pleasure. We're here to help you. We're not out to get you or anything. We just want to help
you. No, I don't think you were. I think we're just, you know, it's been challenging trying to get all this information together so we can get through this process.
Yeah, I understand. If you need any assistance with any of it, we are here, okay?
Oh, wait. What's your name?
My name is Shira. I'm actually going to – you just reminded me. I'm going to send you
– It is Shira. I thought it was. I just wanted to add – this is your number here. I wanted to
– Yeah. I'm actually going to put down the agency name as well because that's going to be important because if they ask which agency that's talking to you, you should be able to tell them.
It's S-H-I-R-A?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. All right. Okay. Do you have an email?
I do. Do you want me to send it to you?
Could you?
Yeah, I'm going to send you that as well. So you have all the information. The faster we can, like, kind of get this, the faster we can send it in and they can start reviewing it.
Right.
So I hope to get you guys sorted out within the month. I don't want this going into March at all.
No, I appreciate that. Yeah, I want to make this as expeditious as possible.
Okay. All righty, sir. Have a good day. And we'll be in touch.
Take care. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Yeah, bye-bye.